Joining us now is U.S. Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas. Senator, welcome back to the show.
Good to be with you, Guy.
So I understand that you were just with a group of senators down at the border. Who were you with, and what did you see?
Well, Senator Cruz and I have made a habit of inviting colleagues down to the border. This time it was Mike Lee from Utah, Pete Ricketts from Nebraska, and John Barrasso from Wyoming. But over the years, we've had a couple dozen members of the Republican Conference to come down. We'd be happy to welcome some Democrats if they would come. Maybe they would learn the same sorts of things that we've learned, which are that is obvious to everybody who listens to you and watches the television. There's a humanitarian and public safety crisis at the border. One of the things that particularly was concerning, Guy, at this time, given the attack by Hamas against Israel, is how vulnerable we are at our southern border to people who want to come to the United States and do us harm. It only took 19 to kill 3,000 Americans in 9/11 of 2001, and we've had more than 1.5 million gotaways come across the border, according to the Biden administration.
Yeah, so on that point, we got the numbers for fiscal year 2023 that just ended. 2.5 million encounters, 600,000 plus known gotaways, some other unknowable number of undetected gotaways. When you add up the gotaways that we know of for a fact have entered under Biden's watch, it's 1.5 million. The number is almost certainly higher with the unknown gotaways, so 1.5 to 2 million, let's say. That is just an absolutely insane number. And the administration, I know that there was congressional testimony yesterday, they cannot say at all who these people are, where they are, if they pose a threat to the United States, if any of them were on the terror watch list, because they just entered totally unvetted. In what world is that acceptable?
Well, not in any world you and I live in, but apparently in the different dimension that Joe Biden lives in. He doesn't seem to care. You know, I think the number changes every day, but the 170 roughly people on the terrorist watch list so far this year, that's a dramatic increase. And if you just consider the fact that we don't know who is represented by the gotaways, you have to just conclude logically that there are at least some people on the terrorist watch list that were among those gotaways. I actually think the gotaways are just people highly motivated to evade law enforcement, either
right,
because they're drug mules, they have criminal records, or they're up to no good. And Joe Biden doesn't seem to care.
You mentioned that you typically bring your colleagues down there from time to time on a regular basis, you and Senator Cruz, the Texas delegation and its Republicans. You invite Democrats, they just decline? There's just no appetite for this type of a trip, or what?
Apparently the latter. We certainly sort of made an open invitation. Now, there have been some Democrats who've traveled, for example, to El Paso and went to Yuma. That was a deal I cut with Senator Sinema. If we went to Arizona to get her to come to, and Senator Mark Kelly to come to Texas. But as we saw then, the border is very different in different parts, and you can't just go to one place on a 1,200-mile border and
right,
claim to understand the whole situation. And it's changed a lot. For example, in Yuma, Arizona, the Border Patrol Sector Chief said, we've had people from more than 140 countries come here. Senator Kelly said, well, that makes sense. There's an airport in Mexicali, Mexico, just northern Mexico. And what people can do is literally Uber over to the Border Patrol and claim asylum. And the Biden administration will release them into the interior of the United States to await a possible court hearing in the future, which they, in all likelihood, won't show up for.
Since you've been down there so often with your colleagues, I'd imagine sometimes certain things stick out. Were there any experiences, because I just ran through the numbers, there are all these stats, the numbers are absolutely overwhelming and record-shattering, that also plays out in individual vignettes and specific memories. Was there anything on this trip that you think the audience needs to hear about?
Yeah, there's, you know, there, we went to a stash house where, which is where the migrants go after they are making across the border. Then these, they're transported by vehicle up through border checkpoints, or I should say around border checkpoints. There's one in a place called Falfurrias, Texas in Brooks County. And what happens is rather than have the migrants stay in the vehicle and be potentially detected by the canines or the border patrol, they're told to get out of the car, get out of the vehicle, and walk around the checkpoint and meet the coyote or human smuggler on the north side. Of course, you know, it gets pretty hot in Texas, and we've got a long string of over 100 degree days. Many of these migrants have already suffered from exposure. So the sheriff of Brooks County, where Falfurrias is located, had notebooks full of the pictures of dead bodies that they have identified there, people dying of exposure. This little county isn't a rich county. They've spent hundreds of thousands of dollars, thousands of dollars, just burying the bones and remains of these migrants. So anybody who wants to claim that this is somehow a compassionate answer to the world's problems needs to look at those same pictures we saw, which were exceedingly gruesome, and you would have to conclude that these coyotes, these smugglers, care nothing about these people. It's all about human beings as a commodity to make money.
Yep, and I know there's a lot of people who claim to be very concerned about the immigration issue because of their exquisite humanitarian compassion, but that compassion only seems to crop up when there's an opportunity to attack their political opponents or to blame, let's say, the governor of your state or something like that. It's never to say, oh, look at what we're enabling with these policies. Look what the cartels are doing. Look at what we're incentivizing. We don't really get the photo shoots for the kids in cages and all of that stuff when the political interests just aren't quite aligned from these great humanitarians, AOC and others. I did see a tweet from your colleague, Senator Cruz, who said it was haunting to him on this visit. He saw a man in his mid-30s with a little girl, and he claimed he was her father, but it seemed very obvious he was lying. But under the current policies, there is no way of checking that or testing that, and so they just had to let them in. And that could have been very well an example of human trafficking that a U.S. senator saw, and the policies of this administration don't allow any sort of follow-up to that, which is just a horrifying reality. I can't believe those are the people that they would say are the compassionate ones. It's crazy to me. Senator Cornyn, I do want to ask you on a few other quick, separate topics. In your state, there's been a battle in Austin over school choice, and Governor Abbott has convened a session. He has gone all in for school choice. No, the Democrats are fighting it tooth and nail, including the Democrats who send their own kids to private school. They don't want that, you know, for the hoi polloi. They don't want that happening. Of course, they're on the side of the teachers' unions, the public teachers' unions. What do you think is going to happen there? And do you think that Texas will join the ranks of school choice states?
Well, we have a very, very successful charter school movement in Texas. So, as you know, those are public schools. But the effort to try to expand that to school vouchers or school choice for everybody has always been stymied. You mentioned part of the problem, the Democrats and the teachers unions who don't believe that anybody should ever go ever have a choice in terms of where you go to school.
Right. But unless you're rich.
Because of some of the rural districts where the school district's the largest employer there. They're nervous about, well, if people choose to send their kids to private school instead of public schools, what will that mean for support for public education? But I think, you know, hopefully they will work through this. Looks like Governor Abbott and the speaker in particular are getting to a negotiated outcome here that will provide more school choice. And I think on the whole, that will be a positive thing for school children in Texas.
And very quickly, Senator, 10 seconds. Are you confident that there will be a deal struck to send more aid to the Israelis by both houses of Congress soon?
Yes, I am. The Speaker Johnson came to talk to us today, and they're going to send a bill over to the Senate, hopefully by Friday.
All right, Senator John Cornyn. Took me a second there. Speaker Johnson. Oh, right, the new Speaker, Mike Johnson of Louisiana. That is Senator John Cornyn, Republican of Texas, here on the Guy Benson Show. Senator, as always, we do appreciate your time and your insights. Come back soon.
Thanks, Guy.